All righty, folks. This is Mr. Z here with the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show. Welcome in, welcome in. How are we doing today? I'm having some technical difficulties today, folks, so really bear with me. I don't know what's going on today. I have Ronald Kaufman's going to be on the air with me today, and for some particular reason, I'm having issues, and I don't like having issues, but you know what, folks? In the realm of doing talk radio, you will have problems. So let's see here if we can get everything fixed up. And I have my producer online. Can you talk to me while we're online, sir? Can you hear me? Introduce yourself. No, everyone knows you're in the background. Introduce yourself to everybody so they'll know who you are, please.
Tell them. I'm one of the founders of BBS Radio, along with my twin brother, Donald. Been doing this for almost a decade now. So it's become a part of our family. And we know that the people out there dig what we do because we're number two in the world of Internet talk radio. I think only blog talk beats us out. So we're excited to be in the industry. And non-mainstream empowering media, that's where it's at. That's where the future is. I knew that would change the world. I felt that everybody, you know, a lot of people predict doom and gloom on some level, but I always predicted something of an awakening. An awakening can only occur when you have information. And when you have information at the speed we're getting it through the Internet, and everybody's starting to become aware on that level, that's bound to change things. So it's going to be a very interesting future, and we're a part of that, and we love that.
Well, I'm glad, you know, you were able to give me the opportunity to be on BBS Radio. And not everybody knows about it yet, but I'm going to empower people. Hey, did you hear about Charlie Sheen this weekend?
No. Oh, in fact.
He was on Ustream. He did Ustream feed, folks. The same thing that I do. And man, it just blew everybody out of the water. It was just totally, totally great.
My brother was up when he saw it. It was going live.
Oh, was it really?
Just last night, my brother turns his Ustream on, and he tells me last night, I mean, I wake up, my dog has to go to the washroom. Can you believe it? She can get me up at 3 in the morning, scratch at the door, and I got to go outside into the cold just to let her go to the washroom. So during that time, my brother, of course, he's still working. We work like 80 to 100 hours each a week. And he says, Doug, you wouldn't believe what happened. I just saw Charlie Sheen on, and I feel sorry for the guy. And I went, you're kidding.
Yeah, his butt was on last night. I was like, really, man? I heard the news this morning, and he was on the news this morning. I was like, really? He had over 10,000 hits on Ustream. Can you believe that? I was like, really? He had that many people watching him. His language was vulgar, though. I'm not going to lie. He was cursing like a sailor. But, hey, it's his world, so he can do what he wants to do. How's that? You know what I mean?
I totally agree. Go out there and have fun. I know he's making some people a little bit upset, so always interesting.
You can't please everybody, you know? I'm sorry, but they think you're trying to please everybody, but you just can't. But I'm trying to see. So I'm up and going now, as you said, huh? I'm up and live.
You're up and live, and everybody can hear us both think and talk.
Am I on the front page?
I'm sorry?
Am I on the front page, or am I on some other page?
Oh, no, you're on two pages. You're on the front page.
Really?
Yeah,
I don't know that.
Yeah, I put you there last week, figured it out. And you're also on Station 1, so.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hopefully Donald will call in. Ronald Kaufman. I had him on The Anatomy of Success. He was such a great author, guys. I mean, I had him on yesterday. He was really, really great. And the other lady I'm going to have on this Wednesday is going to be Driven to Success. She's going to be on as well, too. And I really appreciate it. And Mr. Kaufman, if you're there, give us a call back. Are you able to call him by any chance? You're not able to call him, huh?
Let's see. Yes, I'm not. I don't have his call in here unless it's what is it? Robert Steen, did you say?
Yeah, Robert Kaufman. Yeah. So,
I might be able to return the call, but I'm sure you might just call in about 2 or 3 minutes, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Very well then. I got this commercial that came on Ustream, but I'm going to deal with it for right now. I hate that they put commercials on me. But I'm going to deal with it. Let me see if I can cut this down here. No, it's not letting me turn it down. Yeah, I'll be able to deal with it. But folks, there we go. We're back. I wish they would give me a like 5-4. You're about to go to commercial, Mr. Z. They just threw a fiber commercial in on me without me even knowing it.
Yeah, well, that's the Ustream is a great service. I mean, the YouTube, Ustream, everybody's getting their
But also too with the Ustream feed, you have to pay for a non-commercial aspect. But I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Once I get enough sponsors, I'm gonna be able to pay for it. And I'm gonna be a very happy man. You know, but I like I say right now, the dynamics of what I do is not always about the money. It's about my listeners and my callers, and also about my authors. So, you know, so eventually when I get the money there up and running, I'll say, you know what? I don't want any more commercials unless I put them in there myself.
Well, I've got to let you go. We got a caller. One moment, please.
Okay. All righty. So how are we doing today, America? I hope we're doing well. This is Mr. Z with the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show. I had a blessed week. It's a beautiful Monday here. We had some technical difficulties getting on air. I have a new computer, and I downloaded some software so I could do commercials on. I do voiceover work. And I wasn't able to get through on my Skype. So hopefully at the end of the show today, we're able to get some things going on, and we'll go from there. And hopefully Mr. Kaufman is there. Hi, Ronald. How you doing, sir?
Good, thank you. How are you this morning?
Oh, I am blessed. How you doing, buddy?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, how you doing?
Good, good. Yeah, we have a slight poor connection here. Can barely hear you.
You can barely hear me? Let me see if we can turn it up here.
Okay.
Alrighty, now let's make sure I'm on the right sync. I have my producer there, so if he's able to help me, let me know.
That's much better.
It's much better now?
Yes, now I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Cool beans. All right. We're all good to go. So, Mr. Kaufman, talk to me. Tell me who you are. You had so much information today. This show is all yours today. We're going to go a little bit over, so I need to ask my producer if he can chime in. Are we able to go a little bit further past the time frame that we clocked in today with? Is that a yes or a no? No? All right. Oh, I like that very much. Mr. Kaufman, tell me who you are, please, and tell my audience who you are so we're able to know about you, please.
Okay. Well, my name is Ronald Kaufman. I'm a seminar leader, executive coach, and author of the book Anatomy of Success. I specialize in workshops and individual coaching on communication skills, which includes public speaking, presentation skills, negotiation skills, and job interviewing skills. And I work with everyone from executives at Microsoft and Dole Foods and Texas Instruments to teenagers to the chronically unemployed.
What do you mean by the chronically unemployed?
I've done many programs over the years with people on welfare, with people who for years have not been able to get a job.
A lot of these people
have advanced degrees, they've had their own businesses, but they just got into a bad time, whether it was an illness or some poor choices in terms of investments, and they just get into such a negative state of mind that they just can't get outside of themselves, so to speak. So that's part of my work, is to help them, to get them know themselves in terms of their values, their beliefs, their skills, their traits, qualities, and characteristics, their attitudes, help them set clear, specific goals that make sense to them based on who and what they are, and then help them set up a step-by-step action plan to fulfill what their goals are.
You know, I was at my job that I use for my health benefits, and I was thinking about the Anatomy of Success, the book. And does anatomy actually mean body?
In this case, the reason I titled it that, and the title came from me, how should I say, screening hundreds of people in my workshops, and I said, what do you think would be an appropriate title for this work? And that's where Anatomy of Success came in. Anatomy of success means analyzing and understanding the process of success. And how do you define that? Which, for each individual, success is defined completely uniquely. And it's when I do the workshop, which is my book is based on, it's called The Anatomy of Your Success. So for some people, it's being creative. Some people, it's ending world hunger. For some people, it's making millions of dollars. For some people, it's power. For some people, it's excelling in something, whether it's a sport or some activity.
Oh, okay. Now, the thing to me is this about success is this, the ultimate system of, for achieving your personal and professional goals. Is it important to tie the two together?
Well, yes, because think about this. How many people within 3 to 5 years of retiring die? Life is about setting goals. Big ones, little ones, but it's about setting goals that are meaningful to each individual. So again, for some people, they retire. It could be to be a great golfer. Some people, it's traveling. Some people, it's working with children. Some people, it's being creative. It's sculpting or painting. So what is it for each individual?
Well, for me, truthfully, I thought I'd be retired before I'd be 45 or 50. I thought I'd be in my 30s, but the time has changed so much. I think now I'm not going to be able to retire until I'm about 55.
Well, that's still and very I, young, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. But, you know, I really wanted to be on the beach drinking a pina colada. I don't even drink anymore, but it would have been nice to have the ability.
But you know, Mr. Z, what happens with so many people, that seems like a wonderful way to go, and after doing it for a few weeks, what happens? They get bored, they get antsy, they feel unfulfilled, and they're really not enjoying themselves very much. So I keep stressing with all my clients, you've got to find something that turns you on. Again, whether it's a hobby, whether it's raising prize goldfish, it doesn't matter. Whether, you know, it could be learning about something, learning about ancient history. You have to have something that turns you on. And just sitting around and relaxing for most people is going to get boring very quick. And this is where your values come in. What's really important to you about life, which is a simple definition of a value. And part of my work is helping people understand what their values are.
Okay, I was just told somebody was listening to the show, and they said they can't hear you on the show. I'm trying to make sure what's going on here. We're going to find out here if we can hear you. Let's see here. Now, why is it that, I'm going to keep talking, why is it that when people retire that they don't do anything, and all of a sudden, down the road, they pass away?
Right. I'm sorry, go on.
No, I'm listening. You ever notice that? They retire, and next thing you know, their life was fine, and then they were working consistently, get up and go to work, and all of a sudden, then, boom, they retire, and then next thing you know, you hear about, oh, you know, John passed away, or Susie passed away about a month ago. She just retired.
Exactly.
Or, you know,
again, we are goal-oriented beings. Everything is a goal, whether it's eating or sleeping or socializing or watching television or going out dancing or going to work. Everything is a goal. So for so many people, their whole sense of self is tied up in their work. Once they quit working, they've lost their social support, because a lot of times their people at work are their best friends. They've lost the reason for being. And so they wither up and die. Got to have goals if you want to continue living. And if you don't want to continue living, well, that's each person's choice. So who are you as a person? What are your values? What are your beliefs? Simple life values could be something like adventure, belonging, communication, control, creativity, excellence, fairness, family, freedom, friendship, fun, giving, growth, happiness, security, romance, respect, purpose, power, money, knowing, which is wisdom, health. What are your values?
Oh, I got you.
Who are you?
Now, tell us who you are, Mr. Kaufman, again, for those who just joined us. And
okay.
Why your book is so important, please.
Okay. Well, my name is Ronald Kaufman. For over 15 years, I've been a seminar leader, executive coach, and I'm also the author of the book Anatomy of Success, which is about goal setting, communication skills, motivation, and getting to know yourself. So we have chapters in there on how to communicate effectively, how to really know yourself in terms of your values, your beliefs, your self-concept, your traits, qualities, and characteristics, a skills inventory, constructing a success self-concept, constructing a success inventory. I have a chapter on how to do visualization, which is critical to success in any situation, and several chapters on understanding your beliefs and how to manage your beliefs, how to manage your time. There's three bonus checklist chapters in the book. One is 29 questions to make sure you know if a job or career is correct for you. Another is 76 questions to ask yourself to make sure you're operating a business at the optimal level. And the last chapter is my relationship workshop, 101 questions to ask before you begin or end a relationship. So again, we get into your relationship values, your relationship beliefs. What are the key traits you want in a partner? What are the key traits you need to have and to be as a person to attract and to have the type of person you want in your life?
Oh, now, is your book just for just ordinary people, or is it for business people, or is it for, or this commercial again, or is it for the average, how can I put it, is the book tailored for everyday people that they can get something out of it, sir?
The book has been used by everyone from C-level people, presidents of major corporations, managers, to just everyone. I invested over 7 years writing the book, and this was after years of accumulating all kinds of information and studies and doing research on my own. Like, for instance, the relationship checklist chapter, I, over a period of years, interviewed thousands of people of what was important in a relationship. What were they? How did they feel about money and kids and vacations and a home and lifestyle? And what are the key traits you want? What are the key values? So I invested years and years to writing the book. And so that's why everything in the book is real world. Everything.
Oh.
And the book, everything. Yes, it's used by, I have teenagers using the book. And again,
yeah, I'm all about the youth. Yeah, I'm all about the youth. Getting the youth
copy the
to
book
read
for everyone in their organization.
Yeah. Say it again, sir.
I've had managers buy the book for everyone in their organization.
Oh, see, that's
the
dynamic right there.
The skills and the goal setting are universal to human beings.
Well, you know what? I think sometimes people don't like setting goals because they don't like to let themselves down. So, what do you feel about that? Do you know what I mean? They don't. They have problems because sometimes they don't want to set themselves for disappointments all the time. And we were talking about this yesterday on my other radio show on 1230 KLAV, Las Vegas, Nevada. A lot of people sometimes feel that they just don't want to set goals. They live their life day by day, and whatever happens, they just go with the flow. Isn't that a bad way to live your life, especially
when you're
trying to be successful?
You're giving control of your life over to other people. And see, that way you have no responsibility. So if you set a goal and you start taking action and it doesn't happen, yes, you could feel badly about that. But that's, again, based on the type of beliefs you have. Some people don't achieve their goals, and they're fine with it because they go, okay, what can I learn from this? Other people, they start beating up on themselves. And as we talked about yesterday, the self-concept and self-talk is so critical to quality of life. So some people, if they make a mistake, they foul up, they do something wrong, what do they say? I'm so stupid, I'm such a jerk, I knew I'd screw that up. Other people, they make a mistake, they follow up, they go, okay, what can I learn from this? And that's what I constantly stress to my clients, step back and say, okay, what can I learn from this? Why did this happen? What beliefs caused me to do this? What beliefs caused me to criticize my boss in front of other people? What beliefs caused me to show up late to that meeting? What beliefs caused me to be late with finishing that report? What beliefs caused me to argue with one of my coworkers or my customers or my clients or a vendor I deal with? What is your script? See, our beliefs, all of our behavior comes from our beliefs. And you have to look at how do beliefs form in the first place, and this is based on the latest scientific studies. First, there's some kind of stimulus. You see something, hear something, feel something, taste something, or smell something. Because of the stimulus, connections create in the brain, and we have an experience. And if you step back and think about it for a second, all life is a series of experiences. Then our experiences form our beliefs, which is what we accept as true. Then our beliefs form into our values, what we think is important. Then that forms into our attitude, how we do what we do, which again creates what? Our behavior, our actions, how we do what we do, which creates a result. And no matter what, we're always getting a result. It's either positive or negative, right? It's either it happened or it didn't.
Yes, sir.
Then we evaluate the result. How do we feel about it? And then we have a response. We either feel positive or negative. And so that's what you really have to look at. What are those beliefs? I mean, do you believe no pain, no gain? Do you believe people can change? Or like a leopard spots, people will always be the way they are? Do you believe you need to pay your dues before you succeed, or you can have it right now? Do you believe that life is fated, or we make our own fate? Do you believe always give 100%, give your best, or do as little as possible to get by? Do you believe nice guys and gals finish last, or they finish first? Do you believe all's fair in love and war? So every time someone says, I think, I feel, to me, in my opinion, you should, I shouldn't, they're giving us forms of beliefs. So what are you currently accepting as true, and do those beliefs support you and empower you and rise you up, or do they do the opposite? Do they drain you and limit you? And that's a core essence of everything I do, understanding what is that belief pattern, what is the script, literally the script of each individual, and does the script work for them? Or, like in Hollywood, if a script doesn't work, what do? We rewrite it. And that's part of what I do.
Yeah.
Right? I give people the tools and the techniques to rewrite their own script.
Is it important for us to rewrite that script on a consistent basis, do you think? Because sometimes we get so headstrong about just saying whatever we want to do is going to be the way it's going to get done, and if it doesn't get done that way, we're not going to do it at all. Why do we have that problem, especially becoming successful in life?
Well, again, it gets down to a person's beliefs. Interview successful people, and it's not about intelligence, it's not about ability, it's not about a talent, it's about attitude. And again, attitude comes essentially from our beliefs. So what kind of beliefs is this person operating under? I do a lot of work with unemployed people. So a lot of the beliefs are, well, I'm too young, I'm too old, I'm too educated, I'm too uneducated, I'm too shy, I'm too outgoing. And they wonder why they're having problems in the interview, because the other person is going to sense what your internal dialogue is, as we discussed yesterday. So the thing is, recognizing what your beliefs are, you make a list of all the negative beliefs you have, and I teach people a four-step process of how to manage their beliefs and how to change them. And you haven't heard me use the word easy yet, have you? This can be very difficult. But the thing is what's the quality of your life? Are you happy with it? And then with some people I have to get into, and this is part of the whole process, what are the negative consequences if you stay the same? And then what are all the wonderful positive benefits of changing? And a key issue, Mr. Z, is do you have a support system to make the changes? And support system, I'm talking about your family, your friends, the organizations you belong to. If you're hanging out with a bunch of negative, toxic people that gossip all the time, this is not going to uplift you and empower you. And this can be so tough for people. Many times you've got to let go of some of your long-lost friends. And in some cases, you've
Thank
got
you.
To...
Yes.
You got to let go of some of the people in your family. You've got to divorce some of your family members. And not eliminate them completely from your life, but, how should I say, limit the exposure, because some people are just toxic and they thrive on negativity, and other people are empowering and they thrive on positive things.
Well, I've had to get rid of some people in my life on a negative aspect, and you're so true. I'm glad you said that, because I have some friends that are very dear to me, and they just, no matter what, when they're in my realm of life, the negativity is just, it's just overpowering. And it's just, to me, it's just way, way, way too much. So, but I totally agree with you on that aspect. Now, tell me this. Now, when it comes to success within yourself, should you mastermind with people? Should you just or have mentors, or should you seek out people that can help you to hold you accountable for your success, anatomy success, sir?
I think especially initially, if you're really having a difficult time doing this yourself, a mentor, a coach, and that's part of what I do as a living, is as an executive coach for people. Mastermind groups, I think all of these can be wonderful if you're with the right people and if you're in the right mindset. People a lot of times will join a mastermind group and they're not in the right mindset, they're not in the right place, and they end up dragging the group down and the group asks them to leave. And so, yes, I think these are incredibly helpful, but ultimately we have to be self-motivating. So to get kick-started, like if you start an exercise program and you haven't exercised in a long time, definitely you want to start with a trainer. Someone will teach you the proper form, the proper techniques. Then once you learn that, then you can exercise on your own. But some people, they might need this kind of support forever. But ultimately, you really want to be self-motivated, and that's where Work Like Mine comes in, giving you the step-by-step process to achieve that. How to set clear, specific, meaningful, measurable goals. How to motivate yourself, which, again, gets into knowing yourself in terms of your values, your beliefs, your skills, your traits, your qualities, constructing a success self-concept. So that's one of my most favorite exercises in all 11 workshops that I do. Here's the exercise. When you are the success you wish to be, what will you be known for? What will your behavior say is true about you in terms of traits, qualities, and characteristics? And you write that down, and that then becomes a beacon and a guide for your decisions, for your choices, and for your actions. So will you be known for being loving, practical, dependable, down-to-earth, agreeable, patient, goal-oriented, accepting, constructive, outgoing, punctual, confident, straightforward, trustworthy, worthwhile, etc., etc.? So you design that self-concept, and again, it's like a plumb line in construction. It constantly guides you, and you want that eventually to be self-motivated. Again, we look at the old saying, success leaves clues. The top most successful people are self-motivated, but they will mastermind with other people to bounce ideas because no one knows everything. They will mastermind with people to experiment. So, yes, I think those are great and wonderful. I do that with – I have several associates that we're constantly bouncing ideas off of.
Okay. Here we go, folks. If anybody wants a copy of this gentleman's book, give me a call today and ask the gentleman a question or email me. You can give me a call here on the call-in line at 530-327-7602. You can see it on the webpage or call in at 1-888-815-9756. I have a copy of the book, and anybody gives, I'll ask Mr. Kaufman if he'll give you a coaching session for about 15 minutes or 30 minutes to see if this gentleman is for real, because I know he's for real. So if you call in today, Mr. Kaufman, you give somebody a coaching session for 15 to 20 minutes if they give you a call?
Yes.
Oh, you hear that, folks? So anybody who calls in today and wants a professional coach and success of life, give us a call today, let us know, and I have a copy of the book, and I'll get it to you. I'll mail it to you personally myself for Mr. Z, the Clever Minds Radio Show. This is the Clever Minds Radio Shock Show, where we turn a negative into a positive Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Also, I have every author I have on, I have them on KLAV 1230 a.m. here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And Mr. Kaufman was very nice to be with me yesterday morning on a beautiful day in Las Vegas to talk about success. And everybody I have on the show, the BBS Radio, I normally try to give them the whole hour to get their message out. And I have my entertainment portion of the show coming up momentarily with Michelle, the lady. She's going to do me some social commentary, and she's going to tell me some things going on. But what I want to ask you is this, sir. When you're becoming successful in life, do you change, do you grow, or none of the above?
The answer to that, again, would depend on each individual. Where are you at? Where are you starting from? And where are you ending up? So for some people, success is just giving it their best. Say nothing changes. None of their circumstances changes, but their attitude is to give my best, to give it my all, and to be responsible and dependable. As we said yesterday, the definition of success is to know that one person has breathed easier because I have lived. And doing for others is, to me, nothing changes, but you're really out there and making a positive difference in other people's lives. And that's everything from listening to a friend whine about something, just being there for them, to opening a door. You see someone's carrying a ton of packages and you open the door for them, to letting someone get in front of you when you're in traffic because they want to turn off on the exit, to just looking for ways to create value for others, and you will create tremendous value for yourself. He who enriches others enriches himself.
Oh, I like that. So we're here with Mr. Kaufman, the author of Anatomy of Success. This is Clever Minds Radio Talk Show. On Wednesday, we're going to have Driven to Success as well. I'm about goal orientation right now because after the year's been, we're in March. Some people perhaps have dropped their goals or not even finished them out. I'm going to push you to get your goals going. Also, I'm going to push you in order to look at yourself inside. This lady's going to be on Wednesday. We're going to have her on, and I'm going to take a bit of a break and go to my social aspect again, Michelle. Michelle, are you there?
Actually, okay, we are on. Here. The Gospel Heifers,
okay,
Michelle and Rochelle
okay.
are here.
All right. I'll be with you in just a moment. Here's what I want to say before I go out, and Ronald, stay with me because I'm going to go a brief intermission. Here's my belief on something. We do not change. We only grow because you are what you are. An experience of life that I've learned from me personally is this. If I'm a certain person, I know I'm that person. So what I have learned, I have to grow in order to tailor, to adjust my attitude in order to know that I can't do this, I can't act this way, I can't behave this way, or I need to do this to do this. That underlying thing that's inside of you is always going to be there. But as you mature through life, you're able to grow to handle them in order to understand what to let out and what to keep in. Does that make sense, Ronald?
If it makes sense for you based on your belief system, then it makes sense for you. For me, because I've made enormous changes over the years, I believe people can change. And again, my work over the last 15 years with working with about 60,000 people, I've seen other people change dramatically. So I used to be incredibly impatient. Now I'm one of the more patient people I know. I used to be extremely critical. Now I'm very accepting. So I know myself, and again, the clients I've had over the years and the people I work with, you can indeed change. Because every time you have a different experience, and all our beliefs come from our experience, you can change. You can be something else. And that's why this success self-concept that I mentioned is so critically and valuable, so critically important and valuable to people. We have the ability to be any trait, quality, and characteristic that we choose to. It's setting it as a goal.
Gotcha.
So that's my belief.
We're gonna take a bit of a break, and I have my entertainment portion of the show. I promise these ladies they'll be able to come in and talk. Mr. Kaufman, stay there with me. Be on there. Hello, ladies. How are we doing today?
All right, Z. How you doing?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. Who do I have on there that I hadn't had on here before? Who is it that I have on there today? I have the Gossiping Heifers on, right? Hello. Are you there, ladies? Ladies, where'd you go?
They must have just clicked off.
Disappeared on me.
Yeah, their phone connection died, so maybe she'll call back.
I hope she calls back. Okay, then. Let me get back to Mr. Kaufman then. Mr. Kaufman, here we go.
Yes, sir.
I'll have the ladies call back momentarily. I don't know what happened to them, but they'll call back in just a moment. Now, tell me something that's in success. You said success leaves clues. What's the biggest clue success leaves, sir?
The biggest clue is how you feel as a human being. Day by day, minute by minute, hour by hour, how do you feel? Do you feel tense? Do you feel stressed? Do you feel anxious? Do you feel phony? What are those negative feelings that you might be feeling that tells you you're not in a sense of success? And what are the positive feelings that you might be feeling that tells you you're a success? Do you feel secure? Do you feel proud? Do you feel joyful? Do you feel worthwhile? Do you feel productive, peaceful, safe, happy? wonderful, excited? Do you feel free? Do you feel wise? Do you feel powerful? Do you feel respected? Do you feel needed? Do you feel confident? Do you feel important? How do you feel? To me, that and again, this is based on my model of the world, my beliefs, feeling is all about success or not success. Because as we mentioned yesterday, you can have tons of Academy Awards, be a billionaire, and still be miserable. So are you a success?
Now, I'm going to ask you a question, and I asked you that yesterday. Here's my problem. You ever notice when you become successful that you start feeling guilty about your success, about your happiness? Why is that?
Okay, you just mentioned a beautiful example of what we've been talking about here. That's a belief. Remember we talked about yesterday the four core necessary empowering beliefs? You need to believe you can achieve a goal. You need to believe it's worthwhile, valuable, and important enough to you. You need to believe it will happen. And the last one, you need to believe you deserve to have it. So if you're having that belief, then you need to get back into what? What are the other limiting beliefs that cause me to feel that way? The more successful I am, the happier I am. Because I feel, based on how I live my life, I deserve to have it. So what's happening or not happening within your realm that would cause that negative belief to come up? That's what needs to be addressed. And again, it's a four-step process, and it can be very, very illuminating for people. So step one to managing negative limiting beliefs, write it out. And research has shown just the mere act, and you have to write it, not print it, not type it into the computer. You have to write it because writing is actually drawing, and it becomes a whole brain experience. Write out the negative limiting belief. Right there, it weakens it somewhat. Step two is write out the opposite empowering belief to the negative limiting belief. So I don't really believe I deserve to be successful. So it's a simple reversal, isn't it? I believe I deserve to be successful. And then you come up with what are exceptions to the negative limiting belief from your own and or the experiences of others. And then step four is come up with proof and evidence that proves that the empowering belief is valid and real for you. The brain is going to accept one or the other of them. Which is going to serve you better?
Oh, okay. That's good. I'm going to try to find out real quick. Don't go anywhere, Mr. Kaufman. I need to know if my other guests are there yet, my other call-in ladies. And have they called back in by any chance? I'm trying to see if they called in, and I haven't heard anything yet because I want to give these ladies the opportunity to be on the show. And I haven't heard anything yet, so I guess he'll let me know if they call in or if they're on. If they call in again, just let me know and just put them on. I appreciate it. Now, here we go. I'm having some real bad technical difficulties today. I don't know what the devil is going on, but, you know, I don't run to technology. Hold on. I've got a text coming in. Not called back yet. Okay, they haven't called me back yet. Now, here we go. When you're becoming successful, how many goals do you recommend in the business and in life that you do at one time?
Okay, at one time, for most people, what's realistic is maybe 3 to 4 major goals, which would be career, health, perhaps friendships, perhaps relationships, 3 or 4 major goals at any one time. I do recommend, like so many other people, you want to have a list of 50, 70, 100 goals that really turn you on, whether it's travel, it's sports, it's creativity, it's contribution to the needy. Have a list of huge amount of goals. Prioritize them. So when one goal gets handled, boom, immediately you've got another one to fill it with. And see, all those goals give enrichment to right here and right now because you're looking forward to all these wonderful things to do in life. And you may never do them. A goal might be to travel around the world on a sailing ship. You may never do it. But just dreaming about it, filling yourself with all that positiveness, gives you joy and power and strength right here and right now. As I mentioned yesterday, one of my goals is to get everything that I teach, presentation skills, negotiation skills, stress management, as part of the curriculum in high schools throughout the country. It may never happen, but it fills me. And it's a goal. It's a goal that just turns me on and wants me to get up out of bed in the morning. And I'm meeting with a school on Thursday. I'm really excited to say, finally, after years of working on this, about doing the first pilot program of doing one of my workshops for the teenagers.
Oh, okay. Why do you think the youth are so important to help them get successful?
Well, that's something that I've really gotten involved with over the last few years. There's a program that the Los Angeles Chamber of Commerce sponsors. It's called LA Youth at Work. And I do a 3-hour job interviewing, resume writing workshop for teenagers. And if we don't help our, I mean, think about this. Would you want to be a teenager right now? Teenagers have it rougher now, I think, in our country than ever before. So if we want these people to really be able to succeed and help them, we need to get in there and do something. And so I've made a goal and a commitment to do that. So once or twice a month, I do these workshops for the teenagers, and it's really gratifying. Because sometimes a child is at that kind of threshold. They could go either way. And sometimes just an encouraging word, just one little technique, just one little bit of support can make a difference in that child's life. And I know myself, I was a troubled kid. I was always doing things I shouldn't have been doing. And finally, when I got to college, a teacher took an interest in me and mentored me and coached me and got me started on the right path. And without that little bit of encouragement, I'm not quite sure where I'd be right now. So I think these kids just really need all the help they can get. They deserve it.
We're about to go to Maya. Can you hear me still, sir? Hello?
Hello?
You there? All righty. Now we have an issue. Let me get this situated.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
All right, here we go. I'm going to go to Michelle, and I'm going to let them have their little commentary, not the little commentary, their commentary for me. Some reason why I'm having technical difficulty today, but we're going to master it out. So I have to be back. So, Michelle?
Here.
What happened?
Well, we had a power outage on our end, and we were very embarrassed about our power outage, but we are back on the cell phone.
Well, you guys had a power outage? Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it happens quite often in our neighborhood, and it happens at the most inconvenient times, but we're back up and running.
Oh, okay, then. Well, I'm sorry about that. So introduce yourself, ladies.
Well, I am Michelle, and I'm Rochelle. And we are the Gossipin' Heifers with your entertainment segment this week. I don't know if you guys are a lot of reality junkies, but we happened to catch the final of Basketball Wives last night.
Okay.
Yeah. Almost every woman walking around today that's married is disgusted by that episode, since there was a little riffraff between Evelyn and Tammy last night when Evelyn actually told Tammy that she slept with her ex-husband.
I don't think you have to be married. Any woman with morals.
Yeah.
Was
offended.
Lordy, Lordy.
Yeah. Our Celebrity Apprentice made his debut last night with some interesting cast of characters, all the celebrities fighting for their charities.
Right.
And we already saw the drama on the women's team as well as the men's team start to develop, especially between Star Jones.
Lisa,
I want to say her name is the dancer, soap opera lady, made some remarks last night that I think is not going to settle well with the African-American community.
Well, you know what? We're going to keep that negativity off the aspect on that one. We'll do that for another day. But let everyone know who you ladies are and what exactly that you guys could bring to the dynamics to the Clever Minds Radio Show. Because for some people who don't get entertainment too much, these two ladies right now are going to give me some snippets of some of the things that are going on through life. What I'd like to know as well, too, would you ladies happen to hear about Charlie Sheen on Ustream last night?
Well, we covered Charlie Sheen's various interviews on our latest episode of our video podcast. And Charlie Sheen needs help. He's very entertaining, though.
Why you say my man needs help, ladies?
You can't tell. Look at him.
I'm telling you, he looks like Jeff. talk.
Oh, Lordy.
Moving.
Oh, well, today I have the gentleman on the Anatomy of Success. And with all these people that you ladies are able to interview and hear about the gospel about and the rumors, they're all successful people in their own right. And so obviously they did something right in order for you to cover them. And so even though it's rumors and it's a gossiping social aspect, the whole thing about your segment of the show is that I want people to understand something. People are people no matter what, right? We all have our lives. We all make our mistakes.
Right.
And we exactly. all open our mouths in the wrong way. So I'm going to sit back for give you ladies about a minute. And let's keep it clean and decent, but also entertaining. And give me some information, and I'm going to shut up for a minute and go ahead because I got to get back to Mr. Kaufman. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, but Charlie Sheen, like I said, he's been on a rant against CBS. He does have a problem. He says he's clean and he's done some drug tests on television shows, which doesn't necessarily mean anything because you can get some items that can clean your system out for whatever period of time you need. And now he's ranting about getting $3 million if CBS ever takes him back for $2.5 million. So that's a serious cry for help. I believe Dr. Drew of Celebrity Rehab is going to do a segment on Charlie Sheen. Not sure Charlie Sheen is going to participate, but I definitely know he's already spoken out and said that Charlie is in need of help because it looks like he's in the last days, unfortunately.
Now, back to the basketball housewives. All those women that are successful marry these basketball players and all that drama. Do you ladies really think all that drama is made up, ladies, or is it really reality TV?
I think it's nothing else to do. Seriously, because with women of that stature, to have, you know, married an NBA player and then still have time to let petty nonsense interfere with their lives and their homes, I think that's a little immature of the ladies.
I believe they have nothing else better to do.
Yeah.
I mean, they never got their own lives, so they're just sitting there bored with all that money that their husbands have made and causing drama.
Yeah.
So they're not successful in their own right, so they need to... So I'm going to put it to you this way. On the Clever Minds Radio talk show, you have to turn a negative into a positive. And ladies on the Basketball Housewives, I know if you might not hear me or not, get your own lives so you won't be on TV. Now, ladies, back to the apprentice aspect, the entrepreneurial aspect. What's up? Do you like the new season of the entrepreneur? The Apprentice?
Yeah, Celebrity Apprentice is going to be super hot this season. I mean, we've got a lot of talented celebrities, and they're all fighting for good charities. And I'm just hoping that not too many egos get in the way, and they should focus on the bigger picture, which is to get the biggest donation to their charity.
Okay, I'm going to ask you guys a favor. I might not be able to watch that show, but if you guys can keep me up to date on what goes on with the Celebrity Apprentice, I'd appreciate it because it's about success, and I'm going to see how they deal with success in the celebrity aspect. Do they going to be petty or they're not going to be petty? You know what I mean?
Right. It's already started.
On both sides.
Yeah, so we're just going to see. Hopefully they'll get mature enough to get the goal at hand accomplished, which is charity funds.
Exactly. Now, this segment right now is to introduce you guys to the world, to let everyone know what you're about, you gossiping heifers. I think it's kind of cute. Some of you might get offended by it, but I think it's cute. It's just commentary, folks, so don't take it personal. Tell us how to get in touch with you ladies and where to find you at.
Well, you can go to our website, which is gossipandheffa.nig.com, and you can always check out our talk radio show. We have every Monday and Friday evening at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/gossipandheffa.
Okay. Do you have a link with me over there as well, too?
Of course, we're putting all this stuff up. We're revamping our front page, so we've got new banners coming up, new sponsors coming up. That's all going to be done this week, so you will see Clever Minds on our website as well.
Okay, appreciate it, because I've got you on mine, so my entertainment aspect. And ladies, introduce yourself again and let me know who you are individually, and I'm going to let you go.
This is Michelle.
And Rochelle.
And we are your Gossip and Heifers.
All right. Thank you, ladies, very, very much. And I hope you fix that power outage over there, okay?
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
All righty. See you next week. All right, folks. They had a little power outage over there. And you know what, though? It must be the day for mix-up because I'm having issues over here technically as well, too. Now, I have Mr. Kaufman on here today. He's the the author of Anatomy of Success. And as I understand, my Ustream feed is having problems too as well. So I'm just going to be able to deal with it. I'm going to put everything in play next week. But everyone can hear me on BBS Radio. I already know that. That's fine. Now, Mr. Kaufman, question.
Yes.
When people get successful, like these ladies were talking about, the Celebrity Apprentice, or people are marrying these celebrity stars, these basketball players like that, are they successful in their own right for marrying somebody? Or are they are they living off the success of other people?
Again, as we stated in the beginning, its success is really defined by each and every individual. In some cases, they're a success because they got a celebrity, a basketball player, who could have the pick of the litter, so to speak, who could has thousands of women chasing after them, and they chose that particular lady. So in some ways, she has successfully gotten a man who could get anybody to marry him. So
now, the reason why, The reason why I asked you this
question
is
this. If they define it that way, and I'm sure some of them do, but again, how do you deal with it? As the ladies you interviewed before said, some of them are just bored to tears. They're not doing anything with their life because in some cases, again, their beliefs, their self-concept might be, gee, I really don't deserve all this. What did I do for all this?
Okay.
So I'm attractive. That's something that God gave me, and this man just wanted to be my life partner. So what am I bringing to the relationship, and what am I doing in the world? There's so much suffering. There's so much lack, and I'm sitting around here in my Rolls Royce and my $1 million worth of jewels, and I'm just doing nothing here. I'm hanging out with my girlfriends.
Now, here's what I want to know, okay? Now, success in life, and we're going to go to the dynamics of it. If you're not successful as a person and you have a child, can you live your success through your child?
Is it possible to live your success through a child? Absolutely. And we see so many people do that. A friend of mine,
is
and
that
I won't mention which sport, but he's got three boys, and one of them at, 20 years of age, has already been picked up by a pro team, got a huge bonus, and will be on that pro team. He's in the minors right now in about 2 years, actually 1 or 2 years, making a fortune. And so he did everything he could because he made a lot of mistakes. He was a pretty wild, crazy guy growing up. And he said, you know what? I need to learn from what I did, and I'm going to make sure my boys have it differently. So he put off his entire social life to be with his children. We're talking every night, all weekend long. He and his wife dedicated themselves to their children, all three kids, upstanding, wonderful human beings. And that's what I'm talking about in terms of success. It's not about the money. It's about being good at what you do and really giving it your all. And that's true of all three of his sons.
Now, because basically some of the mistakes that I've made in life, I try to get my son not to make the same mistakes. But sometimes the children make the same mistakes you make, and you think that you became a failure all over again. And the success you're trying to acquire is not quite there. How do you handle that?
My suggestion would be, if I may coach you for a second, challenge that belief. And I would write that belief out and put it through the four-step process, which is outlined in great detail in my book, and work on that, because if you hold on to that negative belief, it's going to become self-perpetuating. So go, okay, this was my goal, this was my intention to have my child grow up avoiding all the mistakes that I made. For some reason, it didn't work out. The reasons aren't obvious to me. So what I'm going to do, I'm still going to work on this. And I'm going to be the best possible father I can be and really be there for my son. And what can I learn from what's happened so far? And so, again, what are we talking about here, Mr. Z? We're talking about effective goal setting. And then you ask yourself, what beliefs caused me to perhaps make some of the choices that caused things not to work out the way I wanted them to? Was I impatient with him? Did I walk my talk? I told him to be so, blank, 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 and yet I wasn't an example of that. Was I there for him when he needed me, or was I off partying or vacationing or working too hard? Did I give him those moments that he needed when he needed them? And To me, the toughest job in the world is being a parent. Second toughest job is being a teacher, which is being a parent to hundreds of kids. And you know, obviously, a teacher who's a parent, that's the toughest. So what I'm saying to you is only be kind, caring, nurturing, supportive, understanding, and empowering of yourself. You made a choice that maybe wasn't the best choice. Step back. What can I learn from this? Why did this happen? And what beliefs caused the behavior in me so that I can change? I can have different behavior and create different beliefs. Because our beliefs are changing all the time. Think about the most simplest example. You're really pro a particular politician. Then you learn some new information about them. And what happens? You change the belief. And you vote for the other person. You didn't think you could do something. And you went ahead and you tried it. And you were actually able to do it. Now you have the belief that you can do it. So beliefs are changing all the time through experience.
Now, I'm going to shut up for a minute, and I know, I keep telling myself to shut up. What I'd like for you to do for me, sir, give you some time to speak to my audience and the audience about some goals aspect that the people need to go through, and I'm going to let you just have at the mic for a moment. Go ahead, Mr. Kaufman. Tell everybody who you are, please.
Okay, my name is Ronald Kaufman. I'm a seminar leader and executive coach, and I'm the author of the book Anatomy of Success, which is about goal setting, communication skills, and motivation. And my background, I used to be in the entertainment business doing production and product placement. And so everything I'm teaching people is based on real-world tools and techniques. And as we start off, as we mentioned yesterday, there's seven key steps to being motivated to the max. Step one is having clear, specific, measurable, meaningful goals. And then you have to write out what would you see, hear, and feel that's proof and evidence your goal has been achieved. Secondly, you've got to know yourself in terms of your values, your beliefs, your self-concept, which is your traits, qualities, and characteristics, and your skills. And all those things need to be in alignment and harmony with a particular goal, otherwise it won't work. Step three, you have to recognize and uncover any possible negative limiting beliefs you have about achieving a goal. Step four, you've got to install within yourself the necessary empowering beliefs for you to be at your best. And a simple one is, what beliefs do I need to establish in this other person so that they'll willingly do what I want? And what beliefs do I need to establish in myself so that I will be at my best? And if you have any negative limiting beliefs, you've got to put it through a four-step process to neutralize them. Step five is come up with all the negative consequences if you don't achieve a goal. Step six is come up with all the wonderful benefits and what you'll gain by achieving a particular goal. And if there aren't enough negative consequences, and if there aren't enough wonderful positive benefits, you will not be motivated because the goal is not meaningful, important, and valuable enough to you. And step seven is come up with and write out and construct a step-by-step action plan. And one of the key things with setting up a step-by-step action plan is making your steps small enough. So my goal is to get a new job. What are the steps in there? So many people I work with, they put down getting a new job. That's it. So what are the steps? They don't even write out the steps. So it's redoing my resume. And redoing a resume could have 30 or 40 steps to it. So one of the keys is constantly breaking your goals and the steps and the tasks to achieve your goal into the smallest possible steps you can. I tell people to shoot for 15-minute increments. Make your steps so small, so tiny, that they can be done in 15 minutes or less. That way they're easy to do. That way you're organized. That way you have a sense of control. And when you accomplish each step, then you get what? You're motivated to go to the next step. And that's the essence of the system. That's the overall umbrella of it. And the other critical thing, again, we talked about this yesterday, scrupulously monitor your self-talk. How are you treating yourself? Are you being kind and caring and nurturing and accepting and empowering of yourself, or are you constantly criticizing yourself and putting yourself down? So the critical questions to constantly ask, you make a mistake, instead of beating up on yourself, which is just going to perpetuate the negative behavior, step back and say, okay, what can I learn from this? Why did this happen? What beliefs caused me to do this behavior that had a negative result for me?
Hmm. very empowering there. I like that. I like that a lot.
And this is all in the book with in complete detail, because the book, after the first chapter, is me guiding the reader through a step-by-step process, guiding the reader through all the exercises. It's okay, really, now, as one person put it, a manual for your mind.
Okay, I've got something for you folks, and please do not take this the wrong way, all right? And I always turn a negative into a positive here at the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show. And I call it my rocking chair moment, and I'm sure people have heard this before. I'm going to be very drastic with this because it's scary to me, and I know it's probably scary to other people. You're sitting on that rocking chair, and you didn't accomplish anything you want to accomplish, Ronald. What the devil do you do?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear the first part of that.
I said, you're sitting in that rocking chair, and you're looking at your life, and you didn't accomplish things. What do you do? An anatomy of success, and you're looking at the whole embodiment of who you are as a person, and you haven't accomplished something. What do you do?
You accept it and go, this was a gift, and I had a great ride.
Turn that negative into a positive,
you didn't
folks.
Achieve something, so what?
But you at least have to try, right?
I gave it my best. I lived with integrity. That's what I would suggest.
Because a lot of people sometimes sit back and say, you know, I didn't do it. I didn't accomplish it. What's wrong with me? And I hate to say that, especially in these days and times, we seem like we miss our opportunities a lot on every given day. But there's always hope within inside of you, folks. So just keep reaching for the stars, and if you come short, at least you can hold on to another star that you passed on the way going up reaching for the other stars. Mr. Kaufman, it was a pleasure having you on today.
Thank you.
And if you could please give me some parting words about success, I truly appreciate it for the audience today, sir.
Well, there's a couple of them saying that I use quite often, and there's many, many ways to say this. What we concentrate on, we tend to create. Concentrate on being your best, knowing who you are, being the best that you can be, and creating value for other people. That's what I would suggest.
Yes, I agree. Well, Wednesday's guest, folks, is going to be Driven to Success by Jane Goldner. She has a PhD. And today we have the great pleasure of having Anatomy of Success on with Ronald Kaufman. And I'm sure he will be gracious with his presence again. If you have any questions for this gentleman or you want a copy of the book, email me at clevermindsone.com, or you can reach me on my personal cell at 702-771-8450. Give me a call. And, Mr. Kaufman, let everyone know how to get in touch with you again before I let you go.
Yes, my website is anatomyofsuccess.com. Anatomy of Success is one word. .com. That's my website, and I have brief outlines of all the different workshops and materials that I do.
And also, this gentleman said to me today, anybody who wants a 30-minute consultation with him, he will give it to him for free. So please take him up on that, all right, folks? All right, so just
something I can
give him a call.
Especially.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I was saying one of the things I've specialized in over the years, because I've done so much hiring, is job interviewing skills. So if someone is really having some difficulty and they'd like to get some coaching on how to answer tough interviewing questions, that's something I could really help them with immediately.
You hear that, folks? Well, thank you very much, Mr. Kaufman. You have a great day, and hope to have you on again soon. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. All righty. All righty, folks. This has been the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show. I am Mr. Z, and it's been entertaining today. I have the pleasure of having Mr. Kaufman on. I've had some technical difficulties today. I'm tongue-tied. I got to quit drinking all those Red Bulls. It makes your mouth dry. We're going to get everything situated, so when I get off the air with you folks, I'm going to play around with the system, and the engineer is going to help me work on some stuff to get my Ustream feed a little bit better. And also to get everything else better with my Skype, too, as well. Folks, here's what I want to let you folks know about today. Success is only gauged by what you feel success is, not by what anybody else might say. So don't let anybody change or alter your beliefs. You can always listen, but if you have a true goal in your heart, reach for it. Make it happen. As long as it's not negative, it's not going to hurt anybody at all. This has been the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show. I'm here for you. All I can prescribe is happiness and a smile. I do not prescribe any prescription or any other. I'm not a therapist. But I will bring to you therapists, and I will bring to you people who can give you these things. Do me a favor. Choose that song in your heart. Make yourself smile. It's a beautiful day in the world. You're alive, and hopefully whatever's going on in your life, the universe will help you to align so you can be successful in life. Thank you very much. This has been the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show. I'll see you on Wednesday. Peace.